Chapter 3. Strange Situations. Growing up in a thin-sliced world. What is learned in the cradle lasts to the grave. French proverb. My town has a wonderful fenced-in playground with several slides, swings, teeter-totters, and swinging bridges. Over the last couple of years, I've taken my son there to play numerous times. My wife thinks I go because it makes him happy, but I'm there just as much for myself. There's nothing like watching children swirl around on a tire swing at blazing speeds until they're laughing in hysterics. Some of the most interesting interactions I observe transpire between the children and their parents. One visit, I saw a 3-year-old child who was deathly afraid to leave his mother's side. This boy wanted nothing to do with exploring and clung to his mom's knee for comfort throughout their visit. Some time later, another child of similar age came to the park with his mom. Although cautious on the equipment, this little boy was more than willing to run far away from his mother, making eye contact with her only occasionally. He showed no signs of distress when she left to use the restroom, asking me to watch him momentarily. Her absence seemed of little consequence. Both boys were emotionally connected to their parents, but their styles were very different. Developmental psychologists have been interested in these differences for decades, as well as in how young children become attached to their caregivers in the first place. Can we predict the behavioral styles of the boys described above? What causes differences in how children become emotionally tied to their caregivers? Will the first boy eventually develop an anxiety disorder, while the second takes life in stride? Will the second boy have the self-confidence to become class president, while the first stays in the social shadows? Questions like these have occupied developmental psychologists' attention for decades, and their findings have shed light on the predictive power of childhood tells. Supplanting old theories with a new one. For much of the 20th century, the dominant view in psychology was that infants formed emotional attachments to their caregivers because mothers provided nourishment. Theorists from the psychoanalytic camp held that mothers